Hey there, I'm Amanda Boleyn, and I am obsessed with all things time management, decluttering, organizing, and systems. I help moms simplify their business and household by creating rhythm and routines so that they can have more time and mental freedom. If you're a mom who is navigating both running your business and household, I can help. Let's dive in. Hello, my beautiful friend, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, I am sharing with you the 30-minute catch-all block that I believe will save your sanity, because this is something that I have coached on inside Simplify many times. And I think using this tool in your calendar blocking and planning efforts will be extremely valuable and helpful, because as a mom and as a business owner, you are getting pulled in so many different directions, whether it has to do with your business or it has to do with personal things that you are taking care of. So this is where, if you feel like your brain is a browser with 47 tabs open and you're constantly thinking like, oh shoot, I need to reply to that email. Wait, did I text that person back? Oh, I forgot to send the invoice. This is for you. And also too, if you are someone who even works in corporate America, there's a lot of times where you are getting dinged and there's a lot of input coming at you. And so today's episode is really about how can you flip the script and be proactive and really find ways to be in the driver's seat and less in the passenger seat. So this is not necessarily a hack, a productivity hack for perfection. It's more of helping you create rhythm so you're less scattered and more grounded, which if you've been following the podcast for a while, or maybe even a short month, if you're new here, one of the things that I swear by is using a digital calendar system that will change your life. There's so many things that I could say on it that I have said in other podcast episodes, but if you are not using a digital calendar to manage your time and to manage your goals, then you are missing out, my friend. So that is what I will tell you. So here's the problem. If you feel scattered, it's because you are most likely not managing the inputs that are coming into you and it's being very reactive. You might be constantly switching between roles, whether it's a business owner, a mom, you're scheduling, you're communicating, you're problem solving, even thinking about the different types of tasks that you do. Switching between those different types of tasks is context switching. And every time you switch, you lose momentum, you lose energy, you zap. And that's where you start to feel very scattered. So every tiny quick thing can steal energy and attention, leaving you mentally exhausted. And your brain on default will be like, I'm so behind. And it creates this environment where everything feels urgent. And so you are in this mindset of the constantly putting out fires, but never really feeling like you're getting things done. And these inputs, even though they're little, can create that clutter in your mind and like chaos on your calendar if it's not contained. And so the solution, and what I coach my clients, is to say, one of the things that you could do is implement a 30-minute catch-all block. And you can do this in the midday and you can do it in the evening, dependent upon how many inquiries, inputs you get throughout the day. If you are part of a business that communicates heavily through email or maybe like Slack, or you have Teams, whatever that looks like, if you're just getting a lot of input from a lot of different directions, this is what I recommend, is creating that 30-minute catch-all block, one at midday and one at your end of day before you shift into dinner, child, like home, motherhood, being a mom role. And that allows you, what you use those blocks for is for checking email and responding to email, maybe returning client messages, whether it's via text, Boxer, Slack, DM. It's for quickly tackling micro tasks that don't necessarily need a full focus block. And the reason being is because it reduces this urge, one, to just check things every hour, which then makes you susceptible to distraction. And it also allows you to know that those tasks have a home later in the day, that you're not forgetting about them, that they're not going unread. You're not ignoring the responsibilities. What you're doing is you're batching them so that you can stay focused during your priority blocks. I always tell my clients too, even my one-on-one client just a week ago, she was talking about how she felt like she had to live on social media. And I'm like, no. What you need to do, again, you have a 30-minute block in the midday, and you can use that to check social media, to post on social media, to answer questions. And then if you want to do it some other time throughout the day, you can do that too. So these 30-minute blocks are very flexible in terms of how you want to use them, but these catch-all blocks are there to provide you that peace of mind of knowing that you're not ignoring your work, that you are going to check your email, that you are going to check your messages, and it allows you to give your undivided attention for the time before and after those blocks to the things that you want to show up with 100% presence. So why this works and some of the benefits of it is what I already talked about. It reduces task switching. This is huge. You won't constantly be bouncing between tabs, platforms, or roles, burning that mental energy. And studies have shown that it takes 23 minutes to refocus after a distraction. So let that be the reason why you don't task switch. Number two, it minimizes the mental clutter. So you're no longer holding open loops in your head all day. You've told your brain, like, that task has a place and we'll get to it. So you get it out of your brain and you get it on the calendar. The other thing it helps you to do is protect your focus time. So if you are someone who does deep work in the mornings, you can leave your mornings free for deep work, and knowing that you will get to those quote unquote urgent tasks, and you become less reactive and more in control. And it gives you a clear end to your work day. So I really like using shutdown rituals and routines to help ease me in and get me into that, like, I'm taking off my business hat mode and I am putting on my mother modes. So one of the things that I like to do before I leave the house to go get my daughter is I like to prep anything that I need to prep for dinner, do it before I leave the house, have the house nice and tidy so that when I'm home with my daughter, I'm full on mom mode. It's not business work mode. So really closing the loop every single day at the end of the day. Here are some things that can go in your catch-all block. I already talked about a few, but it can be inbox. So maybe you're going to respond to emails, you're going to clear out spam, you're going to file, archive important info. Maybe with social media, it's checking Voxer, DMs, responding to comments. Maybe it's even posting on social media. Then you could also use the block for admin tasks. You need to pay a bill, you need to upload a document, update a calendar, resend a file. You need to order a birthday gift, confirm a meeting time, whatever it is, you can dump it into that 30-minute catch-all. So here's what I recommend to make it stick. Again, love the digital calendar. So using that is to schedule these blocks just like any other meeting. So write catch all block in your calendar from, let's say, 12:30 to 1 and then 4:30 to 5 or whatever 30-minute time block that makes sense for you, because this is your CEO admin time. It's not optional. You want to stay consistent when you do this. And if you start to notice you slip, you can test and find out. Maybe there's some days where you need two blocks. Maybe some days you only need that one at the end of the day. And remind yourself, this isn't wasted time. It's the time that keeps the rest of your day clean and focused. So again, you don't have to be constantly available to be responsible to everyone. It's really about managing your input that will change everything. Even, which I've done plenty of episodes on, about auditing your input and how important that is. So look at your calendar, identify if you want to do one block or two blocks, and then put the 30-minute block on your calendar today. This is a small shift. One or two intentional blocks of time can make a difference in how clear and calm and capable you feel to be able to manage your time versus it being reactive and having inputs your way. So I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast episode. Again, if you haven't signed up for my free training, please do so. Head on over to simplifywithamandab.com/freedom. And I'm going to share my 10 habits, systems, and routines with you that help balance me, give me more time and mental clarity as a business owner and a mother.
If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I encourage you to head on over to simplifywithamandab.com and dive into the other resources and podcast episodes that I have waiting for you. And if you really love this episode, I would be so grateful for you to leave a review right in iTunes, letting me know what you enjoyed the most about today's episode.